Knife, what are we dealing with here?
Wanted to talk about dreams today, Jim and Bill. And Bill, you've already told me that you don't have dreams for some reason, so maybe I'll just direct this at Jim for a while. But dreams or nightmares, and I've always had this one dream as long as I can remember. I would have been going back 10, 12, 13 years.
What happens?
Where I'm getting chased by people, always getting chased. They've got guns. All of a sudden, I've got a gun. You try and fight, but you try and shoot this gun, and the gun just does not work.
Oh, no.
You're scared absolutely at wit's end, and you're shooting this gun, and it won't work.
And what's the end of the dream? What happens at the end?
I never get shot. They never get shot. Nothing ever happens. I always wake up. But it's disturbing. And these people are bad people.
Yep.
Like, everyone watched the Underbelly thing last night. It's those sort of people. They're bad people. People you don't really want to be bothering with. But it's been replaced recently by another dream. I've only had this one three times, but it's been exactly the same three times in a row. And it's telling me, it's about football. It's telling me I haven't let go of not being an AFL player anymore. But I'm on the football field, and we're playing against Melbourne, and there's a ball up at about, you know, it's in Melbourne's forward half, and it's about 60 metres out. And Ricky Pettard's in this dream. I don't know Ricky Pettard. I've never met Ricky Pettard. I've never spoken to Ricky Pettard from Melbourne. But three times he runs onto this ball and has a bounce, kicks a goal, and I'm playing on him.
Come on,
I cannot get anywhere near Ricky Pettard. Ricky Bobby Pettard runs into three open goals, and all the boys are turning around and go, man up, and all, but I cannot run in this dream.
Can't make any ground
and
on him.
I've got no idea what it means, Jim.
Well, that is unbelievable. You know what we've done, Bill?
What have we
Unbeknownst
done?
To Nafe here.
Yeah.
We've got this magnificent lady, Vine, on the line from Vine Medium. And Vine is a dream analyst. Are you there, Vine?
I am.
Now, thank you very much for being a part of this. Brownie didn't know when he just embarked on telling us about those dreams that you were listening. Can you interpret what they mean for him and us?
Well, I'll just give you an understanding of what recurring dreams are, because I think it's really important to sort of, get a grasp of why people keep having recurring dreams. First of all, it's something that you're failing to address in your life. So it could be that the recurring dream is actually trying to prompt something from the person who is just continually having the same dream. Now, the first dream that Nathan talked about was about running away from someone who was chasing him with guns. And then all of a sudden, he's got a gun in his hand. But when he's trying to shoot his gun, it's not working. Well, just taking that into a different direction, it could be that at that particular time, that Nathan is actually experiencing a lot of issues going on in his personal life.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Which are to do with, like, where he's feeling quite cornered, not able to sort of, like, sort out the situation. Mm-hmm. So when he's trying to use
issues.
It's firing blanks.
I've just had a kid.
just had a baby, Vine, so I don't reckon it's all blanks coming out.
Well, that's the gist of the first dream.
What about the footy dream, Vine? It's really disturbing me having Ricky Pettard in my dream all the time.
Okay, well, again, I think you're right on the money with what you said in relation to that you haven't given up your football dream. Because I think that's what it's sort of like trying to sort of like give you an understanding about. You're wanting to go in there and, as you say, there's a ball up. And you're trying to get in there, but you're not able to get in there. And I don't know exactly what Ricky, was it Ricky Pettard?
Ricky Pettard, yep.
Okay,
Ricky
Bobby. Don't really know what he symbolically means in the dream, but it could be anyone that's in there, and you're not able to actually get in to do what you want to do. So one of the things that might be saying to you, Nathan, is that you still need to be involved in football on a different level. And actually, you know, try and get back in there.
Or it could have meant that I should have manned up for most of my career.
Or that you never chased. Any of those things. Well, Vine, thank
Good
you.
Work,
Vinemedium.com.au, by the way, is the way to get hold of Vine. And this is a service you offer everyone, Vine?
I do.
Beautiful.
And Vine, she's a Melbourne girl, been doing in the game for 28 years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you for that. Now.